This is a production of Cornell University.
So if everybody's okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Please feel free to get food, get something to drink. There's a bit of an echo in here, so I'm going to try to make sure everybody in the back can hear me. But let me know if you can't. First of all, we would like to, after calling to order, let's get a motion to approve the minutes.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Vice Chris, second.
Second.
Craig? Oh, okay. And the minutes are approved. So as you notice on the agenda, today is kind of a big structural meeting. We've got a lot of things that we're going to go over to kind of start the year off, give you a lot of information. I know that there's been a bit of a gap between the last meeting of the last term and this meeting, so hopefully you'll come away with a little bit more knowledge and certainty about how we're going to proceed for the rest of the year. But please feel free to ask questions. I'm just going to start out with a few brief comments so that we can, and then we'll get into the business of the day. In general, I just want to welcome everybody. We've got a great group here. I'm excited to see the new term start. We've got a lot of new faces, and we've got a good mixture of veterans on the EA. So I think that we're going to be starting out in a really exciting year. I'm happy to see all of you. I hope to get to know those of you who are new, and look forward to working with everybody who has been on the EA in the past. I'm going to reintroduce myself, because not only have we had this kind of gap between the last meeting, but also I've been on paternity leave before that, so I'm almost kind of like a fresh face for a lot of you. But my name is Adam Howell. I'm a communication specialist in the College for the Cornell Local Roads Program in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and I'm the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences representative on the EA. I've been at Cornell a little bit more than 2 years, so I'm kind of a newbie. I've been on the EA for just a little bit over a year and a half. I'm looking forward to learning as much from all of you as anything. I joined the Employee Assembly because I really have found it to be an incredibly special organization, in that most institutions across the country, from what I've seen, don't really have opportunities for staff to be involved in shared governance in this manner, with this level of depth and given this amount of opportunities. The EA has been a place where I learned about Cornell. I met some incredible people, and I really felt like I became a part of a wider community than just, going to my job. And I hope that all of you, and at the end of the day, I felt like it was a great opportunity to give back. So I hope all of you at the end of the day end up with kind of some of those feelings as far as the sense of community that this organization can bring to your lives at Cornell as staff members. As part of the EA, you're going to have a lot of opportunity. I think this is a great channel and a great avenue for establishing partnerships. It's a great avenue for communication and advocacy, and you're going to be able to work on things that can actually see a great amount of impact brought for the people that we represent. When you really think about how much time an individual spends at their jobs, it's an incredible impact that doing something in service to those people so that their work and their life at work is better, it's a pretty important thing. So I congratulate all of you for wanting to be a part of serving the staff community, and I hope that you have a good experience in doing so. My philosophy as a member has been that we have a lot of opportunity to move the ball forward for staff. There is the process of resolutions, but look for other opportunities outside of that as well. There are great things that you can work on behalf of staff members, just by channeling information or building partnerships and working on projects. And for the most part, I found that everybody outside of this group that interacts with us is very receptive to to working with us. So there is opportunity, and I hope that we'll have a lot of great projects even starting out for you to be involved in if you so choose. I know a lot of you have goals and aspirations and an idea for the year. I wanted to talk really briefly about what you can expect from me. Because just like how all of you have decided to volunteer for staff by being a part of the EA, I feel it's my role as the chair to be basically a volunteer for all of you, to be a resource for all of you, to set up structures and be an advocate for all of you, and to make sure that you're able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. And I hope that at the end of the term, you have come away with a sense of community in this group. You come away with a sense that you have been supported and that you've been able to accomplish things. And if there's anything I or any of us on the exec committee can do to make your experience better or to be a resource for you, please reach out anytime. It is my goal to be as responsive, as immediately responsive as possible. And if I can't get you an answer, I'll put you in touch with the people who can or try to find it out. You know, I think that it's important that you all feel comfortable participating. Thank you to Gina for putting together that Robert's Rules training earlier last week. But I don't want anybody to feel intimidated during meetings. If you have a question, feel free to just raise your hand and we'll answer it. Don't feel like if you didn't make the appropriate motion that you're going to be chastised or anything like that. That's not how we're going to run things. And at the same time, I want you to all understand that my philosophy for all of you in terms of your roles here is that you're employees first. You have a job. In order to be effective here, you need to be effective at that job first. So please don't, I don't want you to have anxiety about your role or the work you do on the EA in comparison to, you know, being able to get your jobs done, see your family, enjoy your life. And if you can't make a meeting, we're not going to call anybody out for that. If you have a project and something comes up in your work and you need help, you need to redistribute some of the work, reach out. Support each other and also let us know if you're having any problems, if you have any questions. We will support you. This should be an enjoyable experience, and you should feel like you can get things accomplished, but not to the detriment of the things that you need to get done. So that's a very important point that I wanted to make. So for some of you, like I said, especially those of you who are new, it may feel like there's a bit of uncertainty about how we're going to go forward with the year. A lot of today is about talking about some of the things like the committee structure. We're going to be talking about the retreat a little bit. We're looking at the end of July for the retreat. We'll be sending out some polling scheduling to try to get as many people there as possible. But also, the exec committee is going to be working on some tools, some frameworks, some things that you can use to be better as EA members and give you a little bit more certainty. I think a lot of you noticed that I sent out a Google map the other day that's customized and pegs your location. For those of you who sent me updates, I'll update it, by the way. But little structural things like that, tools that you can use, I think will bring value so that you don't have to spend time, you know, figuring out how to accomplish a task. You can more be working on the task at hand. Just like with that Google map, I hope that a lot of you will take this kind of summer space, because after this meeting we don't meet again formally until August, except for the retreat. See if you have an opportunity to get to know each other as well as your constituents. I have found that the people that I have met through the EA to be extraordinary, wonderful individuals who I never would have met or interacted with had I not been on this group. Cornell is a great community, but we all have our silos, be it at our jobs or our locations on campus. If you're in another part of campus and you're near another EA member, you know, pop in and just say hi. It can be a big thing to kind of bind us together as a more cohesive group that gets to know each other on a more personal level. I look forward to doing that. I hope that in a non-obnoxious way, you'll all see me every now and then during the summer. I hope to get to know a lot of you over this time, but I encourage you to do that amongst yourselves as well. So Beyond that, I just have a few informational items that I want to go over before we get into the regular agenda. The meetings will be approving the schedule today. You all have the right and opportunity to bring speakers to our meetings to present on issues that could be relevant or important to staff. If there's something or someone that you know of who is interested in presenting to the EA, coordinate with Hey Hey, and we'll make sure that they get on the schedule. You know, that's the beauty of this group, is that we all operate amongst different groups of people, and we know of great things, and it can be a benefit if we are able to take information out to the rest of the staff through these presentations. So I encourage that. For those of you who are new, you're on the website. You can't hide. You may be getting some constituent inquiries. If you're unsure as to how to handle some of these things, a question comes up from a staff member who knows that you're their representative and you don't know how to respond, email us on the exec board. Email another member of the EA who has been on and has some experience dealing with these things. Sometimes it's just an opinion. Sometimes they want some real information, and we can help you through that. You know, don't feel like you have to be lost in the woods and come up with everything on your own. We can help out with that. We should be helping each other with these things. Like I said, the retreat, we're going to be planning that very soon. We've already started in some regards, but if anybody wants to be involved in the planning, as you know, some of you have some ideas for topics, items, we would love to get your input. Please contact Hey Hey or myself, and we will invite you to the meetings for planning the retreat, and hopefully we'll be able to thread the needle and schedule it so the vast majority of people can attend at a convenient location. Just note that the end of July, roughly, is when we're looking at the retreat. And then Staff Development Day. We're going to talk a little bit more of that in the context of the budget, but this is one of those things that we're going to be hopefully working on in terms of coordinating some marketing, doing some things with the organization with regards to Staff Development Day. There may be some opportunities. Our co-sponsorship with them is an incredible opportunity for us to be able to be out there, to be with staff with our names up there, co-sponsoring one of the biggest events for staff throughout the year. So nothing right this second, but just keep in mind that that is on the horizon. With that, I will just end my brief comments on saying that there is more to come. Please email me or anyone else on the exec committee if you have any questions, concerns, items you'd like to bring up. I am at your service anytime, and I thank you all for being here. This is such a great group. We've got a full meeting here today, and I look forward to the year ahead. So thank you very much. I appreciate your service. So, with that, we're going to move on to Resolution 2, which is printed in there in the packets, correct?
No,
it's not.
The resolution is still in progress, and We're still ironing out details. So I think Carrie and Karen can talk a little bit more about this, but it's up here.
Okay, there we go. Let me, before we get, I won't talk about the meat of the resolution. Karen and Carrie, I want to thank you both. They've done amazing work on this project, and I'll let them talk about it and give the background. But I want to talk about how we're going to deal with committees going forward from here until we start really into the full term. Today we're going to discuss this resolution. We're not going to vote on it. For the new members especially, it is an introduction to some background as to why our committees are set up this way. And is it a time for you to ask questions between now and the retreat on that committee structure? At the retreat, we're likely going to call a special business meeting at the beginning of it where we can actually do work. And then the plan is to pass the resolution in some form at that point. We have some work to do on it in terms of the bylaws to make sure it's correct. So this may not be the final form. In between now and the retreat, I'm planning on asking the chairs from the former term to hold at least one informational meeting to be available for all members to attend. For you new members, this is an opportunity, hopefully, to maybe drop into a couple committees and just learn about the work, you know, get to know some of the members that are on that committee. We have constituent non-EA members who are on our committees in some capacity, and to maybe have an idea on projects and which committees you would like to join. So once we get that schedule from all the committee chairs, I'll send it out to everybody, and hopefully you can drop into at least one informational meeting. At the retreat, after we pass the resolution, we will then proceed to elect committee chairs, and then we'll all choose our committee assignments. So we'll have the opportunity to get the bylaws right, elect our chairs, and then we'll choose committee assignments and maybe also talk about some things with regards to recruitment, retention, goal setting, and such like that. So if you have those ideas, bring them to the retreat as well. But that's the plan. I'll probably send it out so it's in writing for everybody. But with that, I'll turn it over to Karen or Carrie, whoever wants to talk about the resolution and the committee consolidation. It's all yours. Is Carrie with us? Yep. Okay. We just wanted to make sure you were with us. I think she said. I think she's going to start off. Is there any way we can turn up her volume or? Okay. Karen, do you mind doing the background on it, or how do we want to proceed? Okay. We'll all just try to be quiet, and Carrie, you can just talk as loud as possible, if that's all right. There, we can hear you pretty well now. Thank you. There, we're good. Yep.
Fleshed out, there are a couple of questions that popped up
Namely, the University Benefits Committee, which is sort of consolidated in theory with personnel policy, is actually a joint committee with the faculty senate. So there's some logistics that need to be worked out. Maybe think some more about that, because it's not as simple as making a change to our bylaws. So there are a couple of things, and then there's a question about what to do with the Transportation Task Force, which was an ad hoc committee we established a couple of years ago to address concerns about transportation and parking. And Christy's been the lead of that committee, the chair of that committee. She's been working really closely with Bridget in transportation and her staff. And so where we're at right now is, I guess, just to think about this and figure out what to do with those couple of loose ends. I don't know, Christy, if you have any feedback you want to give about transportation and where you think that should go. In this resolution we're proposing, since we don't have formal language or a charge and, we don't have what we need yet to put that in our bylaws as a standing committee. We were proposing to just extend the task force as an ad hoc through this term. But I would love personally to know what you think should be done for transportation.
Yeah, so I'm putting you on the spot. So that was a question I had in our last session. Because we never amended the bylaw to advocacy,
right?
And we didn't extend the resolution to retain the task force. So I do think we need to do one of those things. I don't know how I would want it executed, or maybe it's not necessary anymore and can go, the effort can be pulled into another committee. But I think that's an opportunity also.
I have a question. So what do you recommend, Christy, as would you ideally like to do? Do you want to continue with an ad hoc task force, or would you like it to be us to add to this resolution to incorporate the Transportation Committee into the bylaws?
So if I think in a long-standing kind of way and not in there's urgent issues to address, I would think that transportation should be the consideration of an existing committee that maintains your relationship with your institution like you do any other administrative office. I think we were feeling some acute tension with staff and transportation issues at the time that we set up the task force. Since we haven't seen the results or the impact or actually witness any advance of the study that is on, I don't know that we're beyond that acute kind of concern. But I don't feel like it's a long-standing need for a separate transportation committee. I think that creates an elevated importance that if things are running well, it just wouldn't be there. So I think I would recommend extending the task force and looking at what standing committee should have in charge, and the task force should work as an element of that standing committee. That would be
correct. Yes, Brandon.
So I'm very close to this concern, and that working on our campus and having a lot of our staff working on our campus, it's a very highlighted and acute problem that's being addressed there. And I would see it as something that should be its own standalone, because as the university looks to extend the number of students on campus, that it also would extend potentially the number of staff that are here to support those. And we are continually looking at butting up against these maximums of parking availability. And I know that many universities, we've kind of done some preliminary talk proposals and things, they begin to get to the point where they have to offer shuttle services from outside of town that extend beyond your local, that we have TTAC, things like that. There are some out there, but they're not as expensive as what may be needed, especially in student campus life, it's 24/7 operation. And many of the transportation opportunities aren't available when they're working at times. So I would personally say I think it's a very high-level topic that has potential to continue to grow as we see the university.
Brian?
I was on the Transportation, at the time it was called Transportation Advisory Council back in 2001. And I know that some of the reasons we created this Transportation Advisory Committee was because of the changes that were happening with the TCAS structure at the time. I do see that there's a big need for an independent, like you said, committee. One that's very reliable, but also to be a liaison with the Department of Transportation on transportation issues throughout campus. So I still think that they should stand alone.
May I make a jump in here, make a suggestion? Would it be efficient if between now and, because we're not going to present this resolution until a meeting at the retreat, if we kind of solicit opinions and have people inform Christine about what their opinions are on this subject?
Or?
What's that?
I would suggest they inform me.
Okay, just us or the executive committee on this topic? Gina?
Related to EAR 2, you could continue with that important conversation but uncouple it from this particular resolution. So you can move forward with the consolidation of the committees that you've already discussed and everybody's having sort of moving in a consolidation. It was a distinct and discreet part of the original resolution to create a standing committee out of the task force, but it also needs it needs other structure to it that doesn't exist. So that's just an option as well. You can do it as a task force until such time it becomes a committee, and then it takes its own time, or you certainly could, but I'm just putting off that as an option.
Just a point of clarification, does the UA still have a transportation advisory committee?
I do not know. Does any Gina, do you know?
Does the UA still have a transportation advisory committee?
They do not. It's a university committee on which the university assembly members sit.
So let's do this. I mean, and this isn't to stop any questions. Please, if you have more, ask them. Oh, I'm sorry, Herb. Go ahead, Herb.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I didn't hear clearly everything that was said, but I think with the university efforts in the their own transportation task force, that the EA should be involved as long as that's called be able to have input. So to extend the ad hoc nature of the committee for another year.
So just a point of clarification for Carrie and I as we are fleshing out this resolution, you would like us to keep the task force in the resolution to continue, and then during this time year of the task force, a transportation task force can create their own resolution and become a standing committee. Is that, or at least explore?
I think that's a good path forward. It sounds like with that. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts on that idea? And we can use this time to ask. I mean, between now and the retreat, to ask more if there's more background that's needed.
Just I think it's a point of clarification that. Even if we don't have a separate subcommittee on transportation, it's just not going to go away. I think that's the clarification. I think Christy is indicating it would go to a subcommittee to where it would make sense, be it employee welfare or whatever. So I just want to make sure that we understand by not having that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not an issue to be continually on the forefront of whether or not it fits into the community structure. So
that's a great point, actually. I think it's important to note that just because we don't have a formal standing committee does not mean that there is no place for concerns to go, employee welfare or something else.
So there is an employee welfare.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We would revert, yeah.
But I think the ad hoc task force came about, as Christine pointed out, as to address
immediate concerns. So
I agree with Christine. I mean, I think there were acute issues that arose that needed to be addressed at the time, and it could compete, you know, in the interest of like what we just did was consolidate committees because of participation in issues and things that arose in that vein. So I don't know why it would create, why it couldn't be, if you folded it to a separate committee.
That's right. Yeah. Any other questions on this point? Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's not related.
Oh, sure, please.
So I believe that Chris Barr is chairing the UA Campus Infrastructure Committee, and it will have a focus on transportation.
Okay. That's good to know.
Can I just mention something?
Please.
We have a bit of confusion because a lot of questions would come to benefits, asking about transportation, or sometimes we ask benefits about like transportation. They have certain stuff.
Right.
Funded by benefits.
Okay.
So you're going to make this even more complicated. Like you asked me, you had a question, remember, about like Amirai?
Oh, yeah, right.
I tried to find answers. It was not clear who has the ownership. Is it benefits or transportation? You know, at the university,
that's
it. Not at our level, like committee wise.
Right, I see what you're saying.
You know, like who is providing funding for Amirai? Is it benefits? So, if you ask transportation, they point to benefits.
And vice versa. Well, that's a good point with regards to, you know, our trying to tie these things up a little bit going forward as well in our bylaws. This is an effort to put these things in an appropriate place and tamp down on confusion. So, that's an important point to make. I would encourage any member who has questions or opinions on this. Again, we have time between now and the retreat when we have another opportunity for a business meeting to flesh this out amongst the group. So please keep the questions open and dialogue open. And if you have any, we can incorporate opinions and such and debate this again at the retreat. Not to try to tamp down anything right now. Brian?
Who's on the transportation committee now?
It's a task force, and I don't have the list.
Because at the end of the last term, we no longer exist.
I mean, who in the prior term? I don't have the committee list on me. Right, yeah.
So, Kate, Andrew, Chris, Tarek has a real partner
on the... Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I should have that list with me.
Let me just step down. Should we approve the...
I'm sorry to be that is new. It's so now. It is not already this... this will be up in box, and in the past, we just had up there, and if you have specific thoughts, additional feedback, you can add comments to your box file, and we'll just keep track of that. We'll probably loop back around and give you a summary of the feedback that you've gotten, you know, leading up to the retreat, and see if we can sort of
yeah. Thanks, Carrie. I really appreciate it. And please, if you have questions or opinions, you know, either let us know or you can make them in the box. So let's move forward on the budget. This is a very important item that we need to discuss, both for two reasons. Again, I'm going to kind of lay out a process going forward. It's going to be a little bit different from what we did last year, but the goal is to bring as much understanding and transparency to the budget and how it works to all of you as possible. We're trying to involve everybody and bring everybody in. Per our bylaws, we need to approve a budget today, and also we absolutely need to approve a budget in order to be able to fund and approve money so we can be co-sponsors on Staff Development Day. I can't stress enough how important that is, because they need to start marketing and organizing that now, and we really want them to be able to market it as a co-sponsored event with the Employee Assembly. That being said, this is a document that can be amended and can be worked on. I know that in the past there have been a lot of opinions about how we should spend funds and what line items should be. We are committing to you that between now and the retreat, just like with the committee consolidation resolution, that we'll be more than happy to do some research on certain line items, answer questions, and work on amendments to the budget going forward. We just need to be able to have some kind of structural continuity so that we can participate in Staff Development Day. And hopefully, maybe there won't be any questions, but by the end of the retreat, we will have our budget set, especially also so the OA can have some ability to plan on our behalf, because we do get a lot of support from the Office of the Assemblies, and they need to have some knowledge of what our budget priorities are as well. The process, and I'll again send this out to everybody. Going forward, Tony will be providing quarterly budget reports to the EA. We haven't decided which meetings are exactly fit into that quarter, but we will have a short quarterly budget briefing for everybody, and then an open time to ask questions so we know where we're at throughout the year. We will also, if you have any questions during the year, please feel free to ask Tony, and we can get them answered. If there are opportunities for sort of incidental or discretionary funding requests that are maybe opportunistic within the committees for some purpose, the committee chairs will be the ones that can transmit that request to the executive committee, and then hopefully we can accommodate it within the scope of the budget or, if need be, move money around, but always for the purpose of keeping Tony informed and so that we can track this so that we don't, you know, miss the mark on where we expect our funding to be under certain line items. So this is hopefully an attempt to provide everybody some buy-in, some transparency, and some knowledge about our budget, and we'll be happy to answer questions, but it is a living document. We need to approve this today for the purposes of Staff Development Day and having something structural in place right now, but we can amend it going forward, and we'll answer questions going forward if you have them after the meeting. So, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry? Okay. We can do that. Is there a second? Or would people like to? If Tony was going to present the actual numbers real quick, if that's all right. Can we table that motion for a moment? Tony, if you want to go ahead and just give a brief presentation, and then we'll entertain motions.
Mm-hmm. So, the budget that $9,650 for the year, and the what I did being new to it, I just kind of took a look at the past 5 years. And if you look at the fourth column over in the big block, that's the average of what was spent. For example, the average spent on food was $4,000, it went up $5,000. And so you can see last year we spent $5,000 actually. And we were budgeted $3,000. So historically, we've been underfunded in that category. And the number that's proposed for this year was backed out after the committed, what I thought were more hard committed funds, were kind of locked in. And probably going up from the bottom, because that's where those fixed are, you'll see the CARE fund. Everybody see where that's listed in the column. So the CARE fund is $450 a year. And this year we were able to, it was a change made so that money will automatically, or any extra money will go into the CARE fund. Is that what it was?
I'm going to create a resolution in order for that to happen, so it has to.
Yeah, so
that's forthcoming.
That's coming. So anyway, the $450 is fixed. The president's address to staff is, you can see, last year was $2,100. The five-year average is $1,952. So I just plug in $2,000. And again, like Adam said, as we go along and we see a need to move money, we have the ability to do that. Staff development day. In the past, that was not a separate line. It actually would have been on staff recognition and reward. And so that would certainly be $1,350 that we wanted to put forward for that development. So that's committed. So I think we're kind of locked into that. And staff recognition and rewards, as you can see, we were budgeted like $2,200 last year. We actually spent $85, but we added over 5 years about $656. So I ballpark $700. And again, if you take that $1,350, that pretty much adds up to that staff. What was the staff recognition? So we're able to get that in. Education has been budgeted $100 a year, like last year. We actually never spent any money out of that, but just in case, you know, I left $50 there in case it was something unforeseen or until we decided that we did or did not need that line funded. Personnel policy again, $100. Over 5 years, we averaged $8. Actually, we spent $41. So again, I put $50 in there, hold that line. Internal operations, we didn't spend anything, but we averaged $74 a year on that line. So it's actually 4 or 5 years we haven't used anything. But again, it has been. You saw that $100 there. Communications was budgeted $500. Year-to-date expense was zero. However, 5 year average was $788. So that was really skewed by 2018 expense of $650. Now I had put that at $250. But Carrie pointed out that it's a type of line where there may be an expense in 1 year that supports several years beyond. And so Carrie was going to, I believe, look and try to figure out, not for this moment, I think, but what you feel you might reasonably need on that line. And then, and yes.
She was just agreeing with it.
Oh. Where you got this money was that big purchase a couple years ago was for promotional stuff, our giveaway things, whether it would be the post-it notes, polo shirts for all members, name tags, that kind of thing. So, and we've run out of our promotional stuff, so we need to figure out how we might replenish that.
Okay, thank you. And then that $10,001 executive, which is paid rental fees, copy print charges. Now, in 2019, last year we budgeted $100 and actually spent $1,095. And prior to the past 2 years, it was normally spent on that line, but the average of the last 2 years was $900. So I put $900 on that line. Now that's a line that could go either way. I mean, we could see there are not as many expenditures, I don't know. But based on the past 2 years, I would say that we spent 1 year $995 and 1 year $800. So I put $900 in there. You take all of those categories, it then it leaves $3,600. That's why I just plug that into the administrative fluid meetings. I met with Gina, and she went over all the, I can't remember the total number of meetings that are through the year, and when we divided it by like 200 some hours, but we felt that, you know, the money's there, and as we go through the year, we'll see how that plays out. If Gina says that it should be reported every month, if I think there's something exceptional there, we should, well, I really know about right away. I think I'll be not reported on the update. See where we're at and see if we can make some adjustments. So, any questions or comments?
Okay. I have a question about staff development day. How was this previously funded? Or is it new?
Yeah, this is a new line. Yeah.
Is staff development day itself new?
It is not.
So, how was that funded previously?
Last year, we just used surplus money from the budget, wherever it was, wherever there was money left. I don't have the exact details, but it came from somewhere.
So, I mean...
We did basically the same as what we planned to do this year, but this year we just wanted to have a deliberate item for it.
Yeah.
Not worry about drawing money from wherever we might be spending it.
Yeah, again, if you look at the staff recognition and awards, you know, last year it was budgeted for $2,200. There's only $85 showing up in that line, so I would assume if we paid for staff, say, last year, that's probably where I think those lines, Jamie, you were saying, are kind of tied together, right?
They have been in the past, staff recognition awards lines, what is not necessarily staff developed today, but kudos awards lines, and there's a different sorts of recognition events that the EA sponsored.
So, in to your point, that's kind of like the point of this is we're trying to thread the needle between, you know, flexibility, but also transparency and having everybody, you know, have a little bit of involvement, buy-in, and knowledge of the different line items. So we want there to be a reasonable expectation about where these different things are coming from and how they're being paid for. Do we have any other questions or motions? Okay. Yeah, you're right. There's a motion on the floor. Do I have a second? Ian? Okay, this one, I think all those in favor, I'd like to have a vote. Just raise your placards. All right. Thank you. And the budget is approved. If anybody has any questions from here to the retreat, please let us know. And like I said, I'll send out that or post that kind of process for incidental or discretionary expenditures so you know it's just kind of codified in writing. Up next, we have the approval of the schedule. It's pretty much basic. We don't meet again until August, but I don't know if anybody has any questions, concerns about the yearly schedule. And if not, oh, yep, Andrew.
We have proposed work calendars again this year.
I believe so. As soon as we approve it, the schedule will be posted. Yeah, we'll make sure. We'll definitely get that posted. I live by my calendar too, so. I'm sorry? No, what we're going to do is we're going to send out some polling to everybody so that we can try to get the best date that works for the maximum amount of people. We may not hit everybody, but if we can get most people there, that'd be the best. So just keep an eye out for that, and you'll have plenty of advance warning before we actually post the date of the retreat. Yes. In the past, it's been most of the day, like 3:30 or something is when it lets out. Yeah. So, a whole day of action-packed EA fun. You'll love it. That's great. So,
some people's days are different.
I'm sorry? Yeah. And that's sort of the thing. We may have to be flexible. Some people may only be able to stay for part of it. That's going to be one of those things we're going to have to try to... But we'll make presentations and what comes out of it available to everybody. That's to be sure. Carrie, did you have something?
I just noticed that one of our scheduled meetings for the fall, the August 7th, that's the day of staff development day.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So I wonder if maybe we would consider all helping out at the table, because it will be a tabling event. I don't know, in lieu of a meeting. I don't know if that's or just moving the meeting. I don't know.
What time is it?
Why don't we, I see your point, and actually I did notice that before. Why don't we do this? Can we approve this, because those are some details that we can maybe work out later. Can we approve this now, and if we decide that that meeting time is best spent elsewhere, we can, again, these things can be changed. At least we can have all this stuff in the calendar, and if we want to make a change closer to the date of staff development day, we can. Does that work for you, Carrie?
Or something I kind of want to point out.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, and actually I meant to bring it up. I kind of just had my calendar full that day with EA stuff and didn't realize that it's a regular business meeting and staff development day. So we'll take a look at that and see if we want to cancel, change, or otherwise modify that date. If there are no other questions, can I ask for a motion to approve the schedule?
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay, so the schedule is approved. So now we will move on to committee reports. I know that there is obviously the committee structure is a little bit in flux, but what I was hoping for is that last term's chairs could give just a very brief overview. You can talk about the work. You can talk about generally what the committee does. Just a very brief overview, and especially for the benefit of the new members. So, Carrie, do you want to go ahead with communications and awards?
Sure. As for last year, our activities generally were our big fall activity was to put on the President's Address to Staff. That's our annual big event. And so there's a lot around that with communication, but also just event logistics and food and the award that we give away. So we do that in the fall, and then just trying to find ways to do outreach for our constituents, and that amounted to participation in a handful of tabling events, Red Day, supplier show, that kind of thing, and some of those persist every year, so we count on them. But we're always looking for new opportunities. So we also manage the VA Facebook account and try to do our best to get the word out, support elections the best we can. And that's in a nutshell what our committee does. We also spent some time to review our award program that sort of gone off the rails a little bit. We had a couple years where the George Peter Award and the Alperman Award got a little bit off track, and the idea last year was to review that and see what we might do moving forward. We are keeping the George Peter Award and reviewing that for this year. So that we can look for coming soon. And I don't know, that's sort of the committee in a nutshell. So I have a couple of announcements. Can I do that as well?
Please. Yeah, go ahead.
So we have two events, and one has already been mentioned. But this summer we have two outreach events already scheduled. One is Tuesday, July 16th. That is Summer Red Day. For anybody that doesn't know, it's put on by HR. It's like the High Five program. Basically, they have a handful of locations throughout campus where for a couple hours you can go get ice cream or whatever free. And so this is sort of like a piggybacking event, basically. We just show up at their locations. And you know, do some networking, meet some people, give a few fist bumps and high fives, and hand out a brochure. And especially this summer, it will be helped because we have some vacancies still for seats on the EA, and so we'll get the word out about that hopefully. But next Tuesday, July 15th, that's generally, the times vary slightly from each
location to location, but generally it's 12 to 2. And then we have the staff development day, which is an all-day event, Wednesday, August 7th. Now that we've approved the budget, I can say we're sponsoring a breakfast in the morning, and I will be introducing the keynote speaker. And then there will be resource fair where we'll have a table with sign-ups and just general information about the EMA. And so the idea is to staff those. And so I believe, Alan is here today, but Alan is going to be sending out a sign-up for both of those, and our hope is that each of us can sign up for at least one of those events. There will be multiple shifts for staff development day, so whether you're good morning or afternoon, you can figure that out. And then there are like five locations for Red Day in July. So we've got a lot of different options, and we're hoping to get everybody signed up for at least one. The other thing is, you'll be getting an email from me about shirts and name tags. We have some still in stock, I believe, shirts, but we'll need to figure out who needs PA polo shirts and what size you need and all that, and figure out what we may need to order. So, and our general approach is for events like Red Day or the President's Address that we all wear those shirts, so we can take a tally craft for you. That's the most, I guess, upcoming stuff. We've been asked to co-sponsor lawn games on the Arts Club sometime this summer. So if anybody's into cornhole, maybe that's of interest to you. That's pretty much it for my committee.
And I thought I caught most people, but if you didn't get a shirt that's on the table, please pick one up before you leave. And if there isn't a size there that works for you, just let us know, email me, and we'll get it ordered. But it looks like, Gary, that we, for the most part, most everybody has at least shirts we're good on. But we'll see if anybody, like I said, if there's a size that's missing, just let us know.
And you have an inventory of sizes, so don't feel like you have to sleeve in something or be uncomfortable if you don't want to. We'll
definitely get you one that works for you. Craig.
One thing I was going to ask if the Works or Communications and Works Committee has inquired into, it's probably too late for this year, but this past weekend an announcement was made for two tenure track faculty members to be awarded $15,000 prizes each for initiatives in diversity and inclusion, and those are sponsored by the President and Provost. I think that we are missing an opportunity to potentially recognize staff who are on the ground every day doing some significant things for diversity and inclusion on the campus. Again, it may be too late this year, but if there could be some inquiry into that and if staff could be potentially included, I don't know if that's coming directly from a diversity and inclusion grant that is specific to faculty, but something for consideration.
I think that's a great idea.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? And if not, let's move on to employee education and development. Marcy, do you mind giving a little update for us?
I was on the education committee previously. We didn't have too many meetings, and the ones that we had, I wasn't able to attend, but Arlo took great notes, so I was able to see what they did. Although it was quiet, they were able to find out how about for the employees in like, the employee degree program. And see, I have the amount of staff that are here on campus. There are only about 159 employees enrolled in the employee degree program. And they also broke down to where they all came from. But it's pretty low. So they met about that, and also the tuition and reimbursement policy. All this is also available in the box.
so you can see all of the information there. But it would be great if you could get more staff involved and even see Cornell courses and all of that stuff for credit. That's just something that, you know, would help you in your position if you want to. And also there was discussion to have the Cornell Jewels or something, to have an information session across campus to discuss Cornell history or cool facts or urban legends about Cornell. So it's just something fun for the committee to do. But definitely more work should be done on getting more involvement in community education.
All right. Thank you, Marcy. Employee Welfare Committee, Andrea.
Our committee worked on a number of initiatives this year. One of our large initiatives that took up your Herculean efforts was taking all of the data from the staff discussions and sort of framing that into a report that Craig was able to use and presenting to Mary and the university in general about sort of analyzing the data from the set of discussions and all the feedback that people took the time to do. So Hey and Adam were working, and then we have some other folks that aren't on the EA that were part of that committee that really did great work. Other initiatives that we worked on this past year as part of the overall report that we provided to Adam really looked at issues of sexual harassment and making sure that there was a good collaboration point between the EA and the Title IX office. I think that was the beginning stages, and Hey has been the representative from the EA for a Title IX task force. Is it a consenting task force or a standing committee?
I think it's more of a group that's been cobbled together throughout campus. There was a team of faculty, staff, graduate students that came together to reevaluate how people were being trained on Title IX materials and talk about any improvements to the process that they currently have and take suggestions. Yeah.
And so moving forward with the committee in the coming years, I think that's a solid collaboration to really talk about what is happening sort of at the university front and how that's balancing with what the EA interests are and what the EA can continue to do to support that process. There have been other initiatives that we were talking about. One that didn't sort of jump off. Adam had done a resolution prior. It talked about sustainability and making sure that staff were aware of and blanking on
climate literacy.
There you go. And trying to figure out what else we can do to help facilitate that, because the resolution went out, but it seems like it stalled a little bit, and trying to continue to facilitate that collaboration between the EA and the campus sustainability office, as well as other campus partners that are working on literacy and sustainability. So that's something moving forward. Is, I think the conference and funds for the community to continue to work on that in the coming year. And then we worked on a couple of little initiatives that give anybody a program if you're looking for that. But then the last one that I still think needs some additional activity is the balancing and the parity between anonymous health resources that are available to, and all of the stuff that we talk about in years and other things that are available for students, and how similar our program is available for staff. Mm-hmm. And we found out there's a lot of things that are available for staff, and we want to continue to help promote those types of things so that people are aware.
And I will mention, especially for new members, that the staff conversations are online at the Office of Assembly's Employee Assembly website. It's a great report. I encourage you to look at it. And the sustainability thing, I met actually with sustainability 3 weeks ago. And so there'll be some follow-up on that in the fall, too, for those interested. Any questions?
And then going forward, if you need to do anything with
Great. Yeah.
Of people that are interested to go through that.
definitely. Craig?
Not a question, but a recognition to Andrea, who recently facilities and campus services just did their annual awards ceremony, and Andrea was recognized as a keystone or a cornerstone award recipient.
Yeah.
These are significant recognitions for employees that are doing outstanding work across campus above and beyond the responsibilities of their position. So,
yes. Congratulations. All right. Well, let's move on to transportation. Let's see. Yes, a non-committee reports update.
Survey, which identified transportation as a key concern for staff in specific areas. We formed the task force and advanced a resolution calling for a comprehensive transportation study for Cornell. The resolution was not supported by the president, but it did spur a really strong partnership with transportation and their ability to advance two studies, one being the parking optimization study, and the other one being the transportation survey, Cornell Transportation Survey. So we spent the first part of the task force focused on the specific concerns that were raised by staff, whether it be specific parking areas or audiences, so second and third shift workers, employees using their vehicle for their job, or just some examples of the areas where we focused. And then once the consultants were brought on board, our work transition to providing information and supporting work with consultants, responding to consultant reporting and documentation recommendations, and helping with review of the presentation that was the formulation of all the consultants' work to the communities and the leadership. In addition, we advanced work with the Benefits and Policy Committee around this notion of the intersection of transportation system and workplace flexibility and parking sustainability into that as well. And that's some really interesting discussions about that. At the same time, there's a university committee led by HR, transportation, real estate, public relations office is involved. It's a very broad committee focused on housing, transportation, and workplace. And I've just been in a conversation with them. So that's a great thing. And finally, within the past, 6 months, there is either the reestablishment or the establishment of a Transportation Safety Council. And we sit on that council, save that twice. Going forward, we are prepared to meet with Bridget as they begin to advance the recommendations of the consultants and the private report for the town on that. And I think I'll continue to work on workplace flexibility and intersectional transportation system.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. Hey, Executive Committee.
So last year we worked on a lot of different initiatives. One of the big things that we worked on were staff conversations. You probably heard us reference the staff conversations. Basically, we partnered with Mary Oberman's office to go around campus and talk to different units about staff connectedness and what are some things that help and hinder individuals and their feeling connected at here at Cornell. So a lot of work was done to, you know, take this information, codify it, create, charts, graphs, a piece of, and recommendations that have gone to Mary Oberman. From that, there was one unit that stood out, and that was the vet school. There were certain shifts that a lot of individuals felt very disconnected. Not only did these people not have opportunities to partake in events, that everybody might have opportunities to partake in because they work, you know, overnight shifts, second, third shifts, but also they didn't have a dedicated space as in a break room. And so a lot of work was done with the vet school HR. A lot of work was done in collaboration with Mary Opperman and the EA to kind of talk about how we can, you know, help, you know, this group of individuals who have obviously shared a lot of, you know, their opinions and feeling disconnected. And from that, they've created a break room for the vet school, and we've been working with Marcy to see how else we could further help, you know, this team. And from that, I think we're able to purchase a microwave, which they've really requested, just as, you know, a sign of we're here, we're listening, we're trying to help and collaborate with you, and provide this token of our appreciation for your effort, and also to note that, you know, we are here and we're listening. And so I'm really happy that, you know, there are things, there are these opportunities for us to meet with individuals, hear their concerns, and try to really work with other people on campus to see how we can help and move those conversations forward. The executive committee is working on different things, you know, like the president's address to staff, the retreat. There are a lot of things that, you know, we're working on and thinking about, you know, this upcoming year, what are some tools we can develop, like this map. In the past, we've worked on different tools to provide, like, how to request information and different templates for that. So we're hoping to just move forward, take all the suggestions, take all the feedback, and really try to create some effective tools for everybody and to take everybody's concerns into consideration and have a really good year. So I really appreciate everybody's time and effort on this. I know everybody is full-time staff member and then also, you know, working here and providing, you know, the time and the effort. So I thank you all.
And I personally want to thank Hey, Karen, Tony, Carrie. It doesn't seem to me, it may not be apparent from behind the scenes, but they've been doing an extraordinary amount of work to get ready for this year, and I really personally appreciate all your efforts. It's been great. So the elections committee is not staffed up, I guess would be the way to describe it, but I do want to talk a little bit about it in that we have these vacancies, and I hope as we approach the August and the beginning of the fall, we will be having an opportunity to fill those. If you have ideas for recruitment, retention, things like that, the retreat's going to be a good time to talk about that. But also, just if you know people who are interested in what we do or who we are, talk about us, invite them to a meeting. These are open to the public. I would love to see more people show up to our meetings. And also, if they're interested in filling a vacancy, take down their information. We'll even go as far as to reach out to them when it's time to fill those. So I would love to see every seat filled and committees full of constituent members and really us moving forward with a full team. In the few minutes that we have left,
Sorry.
You should have thrown some at me. Tara, please go ahead. Thank you.
Just a quick overview for, you know, for the benefits. So benefits and policy is one of those. It's the committee that got merged, the committees that now are together. So if you're asking what did you do last term, basically the focus was on to get benefits and HR and work life talking through the benefits and policy committee, establish that kind of framework, you know, communication, asking about different issues, getting feedback, because from our sense, we had some topics we wanted to discuss, and also they had some new policies and new benefits coming down the pipe that they wanted to let us know and get our feedback on. So this kind of framework got established. In addition to you know, requesting information, how do we request information? Thanks to Hey, she put together a packet for requesting data information, and how is that going to look like? Also, it was in the sense of collaboration, so let's bring everybody to the table. We tried to avoid this resolution path that used to take place in prior years, like the convention was write up a resolution that the president would see. Right now, the new method is why don't we just talk to the
offices and get their feedback and see if we can work something out. So with that in mind. All right, so if you're asking about the initiatives, I was part of the committee was part of the transportation. We were talking about collaborating in that area. Also the flexibility in the workplace and having that then look like. I was part of the conversation there. Some of the topics the committee worked on, actually. So with benefits, non-exempt employee, they new non-exempt employee, they have a waiting period. So we're trying to discuss how we can avoid this waiting period for their retirement to kick in, you know, because they have to wait 2 years. If you are exempt, you don't have to wait. So we're trying to bridge the gap between different types of employees or employment benefits. Also, I personally work with my committee on revising the vacation policy compared to other regional and Ivy League schools. Initiative was to start discussing redlining at certain colleges for certain employees, you know. And also, we looked at supplementary retirement options. And, you know, there are more topics that we discussed, but these are like the highlights. Actually, during our last meeting, and I'm going to put this as a suggestion, we met in May, and after the study I have done, and we reached out to the staff, we felt like we need to even reach out, you know, move to more staff and more constituents. Like, how do we get the word out? And one of the suggestions that came out, you know, communication committee, please help me out here. Maybe we need to identify like a consistent newsletter. Right now we have this faculty and staff newsletter. Is that a bit conference, or is it just staff only?
Staff?
Faculty and staff?
Yeah, community space.
This is kind of a Cornell.
Oh, hold on.
Yes.
I'd like to make a quick motion to extend me my 5 minutes just so that Tara can finish his report. Thank you. Go ahead.
So the idea is this is more of an HR branded newsletter, and really, employee assembly has no way of communicating with constituents. So, the idea was maybe we can have a corner in that newsletter that would the constant newsletter that where the EA can take advantage of, and this way we can feature topics about like different members in the EA,
okay.
So people know who we are, and maybe we have like a little story so about each of us what we're doing. So this is one of the suggestions.
Do you have a question?
So I mean, what I mean is like more of a university side. The assembly does not have, because my thought was we can't spam people, we can't send them mass emails. There's a limited number of messages you can send out. So university.
Gina, go ahead.
You know,
I was going to say Adam, you might be able to speak. The assembly actually has historically sent out a lot of things that go to all staff. Mm-hmm. It is something that the assembly can do. It's branded and it's the news of the assembly. And that might be something that.
Suggestion.
I was going to wait till you were. We've actually talked about that. One of my goals is to. I actually produce a newsletter for my program, so I'm hoping to be able to actually send out some mock-ups and get that done before even August if we're lucky. So that's actually on. Great minds. You know, that's on the agenda. So is that it? Oh,
that's it. I mean, let's keep it short.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? We have maybe 1 or 2 minutes here. We were going to try to hold a little bit of time for open discussion. I love that idea. If we get the opportunity to do that more in the future, I think it's a good idea. So with just a few minutes since we've extended the meeting, does anybody have any questions, concerns, ideas, or anything you want to talk about? And if not, of course, we're always available throughout the summer and such like that. But this is the only time that we're together as a whole in the same room, presumably, for a while. So if not, I do want to bring up something that that Craig kind of mentioned, and it's something that I like. You know, there are lots of things that staff do across campus that are exemplary, or that deserve some recognition that isn't formal. Sometimes, even if it's just in your division or the area that you represent, if you want to make a phone call or send an email, that can be a great thing. And I encourage you to do that, because we have things like the Years of Service Awards that just went out. ILR just had theirs. You know, you are a representative of a certain constituency, so feel free to let them know that you just appreciate their efforts. Sometimes even a small thing can make a big difference. And Craig, you've always been very good at that, and I appreciate you bringing up those topics again. It's important. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. All right, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. I've been skipping. Sorry. I'm sorry, man. I got ahead of myself. Thank you all.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.